Hi, this is Chris from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, what is your zip code?
Pardon?
What is your zip code?
14127.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
66.
Thank you. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American? American,
white.
Indian, or Alaskan Native? Thank you.
White.
Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
Thank you very much. And is that graduated or just from college?
Graduated.
Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it
voted.
Yes?
For Trump.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Thank you. And is that as almost certain?
For sure.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you very much. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. We have the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Very, very much.
And would that be matters a lot or matters somewhat?
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Then we have protecting LGBTQ rights.
Not interested.
And is that does not matter much or does not matter at all?
Does not matter at all.
Then we have election for Congress or House of Representatives of the Senate.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. And last, we have protecting abortion rights.
There's a lot.
Thank you very much. Now, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, you would say, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote. The first one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Nothing will stop me.
Protecting LGBTQ rights.
Don't care.
And is that, would that be I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote?
No chance I'll vote.
Thank you. Then we have elections for Congress or House of Representatives or the Senate.
Nothing will stop me.
And protecting abortion rights.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? If you are, or are you undecided, or some other option?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided or you would not vote?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you. And if you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
No change.
Thank you. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. Now, that was the question. If the election were held today, would you vote a yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
No.
Thank you. And based on your read of this statement, do you think this amendment would prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen protections of New Yorkers with disabilities, give voting rights to immigrants, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen voting rights and protections, or prohibit housing discrimination?
I don't care. No, I'm not voting for it.
We do have a choice. So out of the list, is there something that you would think that would happen if this amendment gets passed?
More New York baloney is what would happen.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Ben. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Question. Mm-hmm.